Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest today, we just heard Pearl Django and a tune from their most recent album, Time Flies, composition by bass player Rick Leppinen called Something Borrowed. Before that, Jacqueline Tabor singing Perhaps, 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 a hit by Nat King Cole. Jacqueline Tabor and her band and Pearl Django will both be featured at the North City Jazz Walk on Tuesday night. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. We will be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time with an all-star jam from Jazzport Townsend featuring Terrell Stafford, Steve Wilson, Eric Reed, Dan Balmer, Chuck Deardorff, and Matt Wilson next week on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. Thank you.
is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And I'm going to start the program today with drummer Max Roach, 1958 for Mercury Records. We're going to hear two Charlie Parker compositions. Parker's Mood, which Parker wrote based on the harmonic progression of a blues. And then Coco. And he based that on Ray Noble's very popular composition, Cherokee, using that as the harmonic basis. With Roach, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, George Coleman playing tenor saxophone, and from New Jersey, Nelson Boyd.
Thank you.
Max Roach drums, Mercury Records, 1958. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, George Coleman tenor sax, Nelson Boyd on the bass. Parker's Mood, a blues by Charlie Parker, and Coco, a rendition of Ray Noble's Cherokee, the foundation, the harmonic foundation that Parker used quite a lot on that, and the ability for human beings to play musically at that tempo is quite something. Another drummer, Shelly Mann, and I'm sure he heard that record of Coco. And in 62, for Impulse Records, he recorded Cherokee. He gathered with him Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Hank Jones piano, George DeVivier playing the bass. Shelly Mann playing the drums, his little band in Cherokee, 1962. Coleman Hawkins tenor, Hank Jones on the piano, and George DeVivier on bass. The first rendition of Cherokee that I heard, I have to thank a neighbor of ours. He worked in his garden and kept the window open in the kitchen, and he had a speaker holding the window up. He's out there, and he had a record player, and he taped a lot of stuff, and he played Cherokee over and over again. And this is what I heard. Charlie Barnett, his tenor sax, his orchestra, and Cherokee, 1939 for Bluebird Records. It was years later, because there hadn't been anything written about it, that I found out who did the arrangement, and it was a very young and talented Billy May who had that to say. Charlie Barnett, 1939. This is 88.5 KPLU. And streaming at kplu.org.
He's Earshot's Emerging Artist Award winner from just a couple years ago. We're welcoming one of the area's top saxophone and clarinet players, Jacob Zimmerman and his band, to the KPLU studios for an exclusive performance this Thursday afternoon at 12:15. Thanks to Shack Arts Center for their support.
Saturday.
That's Memphis Willie B. in Memphis, 1961. Came out on a Prestige Bluesville LP. His guitar and his voice, Worried Man Blues. Swinging Down the Lane, a composition written by Isom Jones and lyric by Gus Kahn. You'll hear two. Wild Bill Davison, 1947, his band, his cornet for Riverside Records. And then the composer, Isom Jones, 1930 for Brunswick, with Frank Silvano singing.
Thank you. everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this when I'm all alone, when the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Swinging Down the Lane, written by Isom Jones and Gus Kahn, who did the lyric. Wavell Davison, his band, his cornet, Jimmy Archie, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Ralph Sutton, piano, Danny Barker on guitar, Pops Foster, bass. Riverside Records, 1947. Then the composer, Isom Jones' band, his tenor saxophone, and his really incredible arrangement of his composition, Swinging Down the Lane. It's not a stock arrangement. I mean, didn't go to a store and get it and then play it. Frank Silvano did the singing. And also they included the verse, the other part of popular music for a time. The chorus is what we remember, because it's played most of the time. Singers sometimes, even now, include a verse with the chorus of a popular song. Swinging Down the Lane, a couple of versions right there. Art Tatum, Hollywood, 1949, Capitol Records. My Heart Stood Still, written by Richard Rodgers, and Sweet Lorraine by Cliff Burwell. Thank you. piano, Art Tatum, in Hollywood, 1949, Capitol Records. My Heart Stood Still, Richard Rodgers, and Sweet Lorraine, Cliff Burwell. Very popular. Came out of Ohio. Near blind, but piano players I've known over the years say, you know, you play enough and you know where everything is. I mean, you're a typist and you're an expert at typing and you don't stare at the keyboard. That kind of thing. Remember Lawrence Welk program? Maybe you're old enough to remember when it was on television. And they used to put a towel over the piano player's hands and he'd play something and everybody, oh my goodness. No tricks. They'd take the towel away. See, nothing hidden. It is a piano. Art Tatum. Right here on 88.5. And we're public radio. I like to stop every once in a while and remind you that we and you are that. We're public radio. We're sponsorship mutual. And if you like something, you're going to keep it there. You support it a little bit. Stop in a store somewhere where mom and pop are trying to get by. Buy a loaf of bread. King Oliver's Jazz Band, now in Chicago, 1923, one of the leaders of the pack as far as what was new and just knocking everybody out. Because most people at that time knew music, of course, and they would go to a concert in the park and there'd be a guy in front of everybody else with a stick in his hand and he's waving it in the air. And all the other guys had their noses in the music and so on and so forth. But this was different. South side of Chicago. Louis Armstrong, second cornet, and Joe Oliver, first cornet, Honoré Dutré on trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lillian Harden playing the piano, Bud Scott, vocal and banjo break. All part of that. Great creative organization. Collective improvisation at its finest. Snake Rag, Sweet Lovin' Man, and High Society Rag. Thank you. King Oliver's Jazz Band, led by Joe Oliver, the cornetist, Louis Armstrong, second cornetist, Honoré Dutré, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lillian Harden, playing the piano, Bud Scott, banjo, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums, Snake Rag, Sweet Lovin' Man, High Society Rag, all in Chicago, all in 1923, and all for OK Records. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I played Charlie Barnett doing Cherokee earlier in the program. Here are a couple from 1939-1940, featuring his very fine vocalist at the time, Marianne McCall.
Now I thought that we would just be pals, and pass the time away. But it seems to me, though we're still pals, I think more of you every day. I know I could be satisfied with you evermore, so please don't mind if I kinda like you. Oh, but do you mind if I kinda like you? Time away, but it seems to me, though we're still pals, I think more of you every day.
Charlie Barnett, 1940, and then one from 1939, Thank Your Stars, written by Harold Adamson, and I Kind of Like You. Barnett wrote that. Played his tenor, played his soprano sax, and the vocalist, Marianne McCall. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
And now to a band that was a delight for arrangers and composers in New York City because it met every Monday night and rehearsed, and some of the great players were in it. I'm talking about Thad Jones' Mel Lewis Orchestra. Thad Jones did arranging, did composing, played the flugelhorn, the trumpet, and Mel Lewis, one of the great drummers throughout that. For Solid State Records, 1966, we will hear ABC Blues by Bob Brookmeyer, Kids Are Pretty People by Thad Jones, and Willow Weep for Me by Ann Ronell.
Thank you.
Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Orchestra, 1966, Solid State Records. ABC Blues by Bob Brookmeyer. Kids Are Pretty People by Thad Jones. And Willow Weep For Me, pretty much a standard by Ann Ronell. We heard, to our advantage, Richard Davis throughout on his bass. Hank Jones on piano, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, Jerry Dodgson alto saxophone, Joe Farrell tenor saxophone, and flugelhorn, Thad Jones, and amazing drumming by Mel Lewis. All that, 1966, Solid State Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5. We're very much alive with you. Around the clock. Once in a while, I'll tune in late at night to see what's happening. It's kind of fun. And my place here on Sundays is always a pleasure for me, and I hope it is for you also. Count Basie, big hit for him was 1 o'clock Jump. How this happened, they were playing someplace, you know, and it's going to be a broadcast thing. And they had time for one more, and the book, they were closing the book, and the guy said, Basie, one more. And so he jumped into something, and it became known as 1 o'clock Jump because he looked up at the clock, it was 1 o'clock. Let's call it 1 o'clock Jump. We'll hear Basie and Herschel Evans tenor. George Hunt comes out of nowhere and plays a beautiful trombone solo. Lester Young on tenor, Buck Clayton trumpet, and back to Basie. The original, classic 1937 Decca record, 1 o'clock Jump. Thank you. 1937, his piano, his band, 1 o'clock jump, and John's Idea, in the same session in 1937, and the simplicity of all that, and the brilliance to be able to put together a rendition in 3 minutes or less. That's 3 minutes, one side of a 10-inch 78 record. It was done. And there were a lot of people that at that time could write out an arrangement in a matter of minutes. Some good, some not. But these were. And easygoing and perfect for the dancers. This is The Art of Jazz, and here's Lead Belly.
We out in California. Where you go,
Woodbone,
all the jockeys in the country, they he blow there into a stone.
You bet on Woodbone, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Woodbone, and you might win.
Was a big day in Dallas. Don't you wish you was there? You could bet your last dollar on that iron gray man.
You bet on Woodbone, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Woodbone, and you might win.
The kettle drum was a banging, and the word was give on rum.
Give on rum.
Oh, Stubo was a trembling like a criminal to be hung.
To be hung.
You bet on Stubo,
and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stubo, and you might win.
When the horses were saddled and the word was give on go,
well, give on go.
All the horses they shot off like an arrow from a bow.
From a bow. You bet on Woodbone, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Woodbone, and you might win.
Oh, Stubo was a razor Oh, Molly.
Uh-huh.
Was too. Oh, Sue Ball.
Uh-huh.
Son, old Molly.
Uh-huh.
Right out of.
Uh-huh.
Her shoe.
Her shoe.
You bet on Sue Ball.
And you might win, win, win. Bet on Sue Ball. And you might win.
They old folk.
Uh-huh.
They holler.
Uh-huh.
They young folk.
Uh-huh.
They ball.
They ball.
They children.
Uh-huh.
They look love.
Uh-huh.
At that noble. Duval.
Duval. You bet on Duval. And you might win, win, win. Bet on Duval. And you might win.
You bet on Duval.
And you might win, win, win. Bet on Duval. And you might win.
It was one Sunday morning,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
the preacher went a-hunting,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
he carried long a shotgun,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
when along come a gray goose,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
the gun went all boom,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
and down come a gray goose,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
he was 6 weeks a-falling,
Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was 6 weeks a-hauling.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And my wife and your wife.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
They give him for the picking.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was 6 weeks a-picking.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they put him on a pebble.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was 6 weeks a-boiling.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they put him on a table.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the knife wouldn't cut him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, the knife wouldn't cut him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, the fork wouldn't stick him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, the fork wouldn't stick him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they threw him in the hog pen.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the hog couldn't eat him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, they broke the hog's teeth.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they broke the hog's teeth.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, they take him to the stove.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the stove wouldn't cut him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, they broke the stove's teeth.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, they broke the stove's teeth.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the last time I see him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, the last time I see him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was flying across the ocean.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was flying across the ocean.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
With a long string of gold.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
With a long string of gold.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they're all going quack quack.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they're all going quack quack.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the hell with the king.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the hell with the king.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And the last time I see him.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
He was flying across the ocean.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
With his long thing of golden.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
With his long thing of golden.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they're all going quack quack.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And they're all going quack quack.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
And for the hell with the great
good. Lord, Lord, Lord.
And for the hell with the great
good. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Huddy Ledbetter, better known as Leadbelly, 1940, Victor Records, with the Golden Gate Quartet, Stew Ball and Grey Goose, Leadbelly. That's something. Duke Ellington, I think, was the first, but very early, put together two different forms, the eight-measure A-B kind of thing, structure, and the blues, 12 measures, 12 beats each measure, and 12 chords, rather, I should say. Combining those was quite something. And I don't know how the dancers dealt with it. I think they did. You can dance to it almost anything. And the change actually helps. You know, gets you out of one rut into another. This is called The Mooch, written by Ellington, recorded by Brunswick, 1928. The first part is an AAB, 24 measures. That means there's eight in each letter. And you'll know when they go into the blues, because Ellington will take a solo on the piano to leave the first part into the second. Barney Bigard on clarinet, Bubber Miley cornet, Johnny Hodges on saxophone.
Always try to freeze me,
Here I'm coming back for more. You give me ice in the summer, snow in the spring. You smile in the winter, but it don't mean a thing. Cold-hearted daddy, just like a frigid air. I thought my love would warm you, but I find we're still nowhere. Cold-hearted daddy, come on over to my fire. If I can't throw out your loving, I'll let the world call me a liar. No, you wouldn't be an iceberg if you sampled Julia's pride. Fortune smiles upon you, or if failure hovers round you, you'll find me living back street for you. If you need consolation or a lover's inspiration, you'll find me living back street for you. I'm sacrificing everything for this. I'll ask no praise for loss of friends and pleasures dear. Your love alone repays. If the years bring tears and sadness or sunny smiles of gladness, I'll still be living back street for you. If the years bring tears and sadness or sunny smiles of gladness, I'll still be living back street for you.
Duke Ellington, 1928, played the Mooch, combining standard form and blues in one composition. Julia Lee, 1947, in Los Angeles, played the piano and sang Cold Hearted Daddy and Living Back Street for You for Capitol Records there. And some fine work on xylophone by Red Norville. Cornet solo by Red Nichols on Cold Hearted Daddy. And trombonist Vic Dickinson soloing on Living Back Street for You. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, at 88.5. KPLI, Olympia, 90.1. KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3. KPLK, Cedro Woolley, 88.9. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. Errol Garner now, 1949. Thank you.
Hello, baby, I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby, I had to call you on the phone. 'Cause I feel so lonesome, and daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low-down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low-down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mammy stone
in that set for you. Two by Earl Garner, his piano, John Simmons bass, Alvin Stoller on the drums, on the Sunny Side of the Street, and Stairway to the Stars in Los Angeles, 1949 for Portrait Records. Then Earl Hines Band, Bluebird, Hollywood, 1940, his piano, the vocal, Billy Eckstein, Jelly Jelly, alto saxophone, Scoops Carey, Hurley Ramey playing fine guitar, an equally abstract clarinet by Bud Johnson, Earl Garner, and Earl Hines, right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
KPLU is proud to support Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series at the Olympic Sculpture Park downtown. This Thursday at the park, the Replicants will perform from 6 to 8 p.m. The Replicants are an electroacoustic jazz hop groove band formed by members of the Seattle-based group Theoretics. The Art of Jazz is presented by Earshot Jazz and welcomed by KPLU. More information is on the calendar at kplu.org. Thank you.
Another dream comes true. Every second that you're near me, the thrill is still the same. For the first time I kissed you before I knew your name. We don't have to be together for me to feel your touch. Just the thought of you can make me want you so much. Every second, every minute, you're in my heart and there. Every hour of the hour, I fall in love again.
Thank you.
three of them for you there in that set. Max Kaminsky, 1944, playing his trumpet, leading his band, doing Love Nest. James B. Johnson, piano, Rod Kless on clarinet, and Frank Orchard on trombone. Duke Ellington, 1945, and Al Hibbler singing Every Hour on the Hour, with some fine assists by Johnny Hodges on alto. Trombonist Bill Harris, 1946, Woodchopper's Holiday, written by the trumpet player Sonny Berman. Harris, of course, playing trombone, Flip Phillips on tenor saxophone, Serge Shaloff playing baritone saxophone, Ralph Burns on piano, Chuck Wayne guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Don LeMond right there playing the drums. Three of them. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to KPLU 88.5. Happy to have you folks out there. Dallas, Texas, 1937, B.K. Turner.
I want you to get up in the morning, Mama, and try to find yourself a job. I want you to get up in the morning, Mama, and try to find yourself a job. And stop sitting around here telling me, baby, about the time being hard. Don't you run no streetcar, Mama, you must walk all over town. Don't you run no streetcar, Mama, you must walk all over town. And you must find your job, baby, Mama, before the sun goes down. You better put on your best clothes, Mama, look sweet as you can. You better put on your best clothes, Mama, look sweet as you can. If you don't find your job, baby, now you can find you another man. You don't do nothing but sit on your BA and play cards. You don't do nothing but sit on your BA and play cards. You tell me when I come home, beautiful time sure is hard. When you get you a job, Mama, you must work the whole day long. When you get you a job, Mama, you must work the whole day long. If you don't want to work, Mama, now you can find you another home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right there, two of them for you. B.K. Turner, Dallas, 1937, his guitar, his voice, and Triflin' Woman. Art Farmer, his flugelhorn, his band, at the Museum of Modern Art, New York City, 1966, doing a Duke Pearson composition, Is That So? Jimmy Heath playing tenor, Albert Daly piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Mickey Roker playing the drums. A lot going on there. Museum of Modern Art. Jimmy Giuffre now and Jimmy Rolls are going to play Deep Purple. And then the Hi-Los are going to sing it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. begin to flicker in the sky. Through the mist of a memory, in the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love is on when moonlight beams. And as long
Peter DeRose, and lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Jimmy Jufre played the clarinet, and Jimmy Rolls the celeste. 1956 in Los Angeles for Atlantic Records and their version. Also in 1956 for Columbia Records, the Hi-Los, with an arrangement for them and the orchestra by Frank Comstock of Deep Purple. All there. This is 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you, and we're happy to have you out there. I always say that at the end of the program, and I mean all of it. In Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in the mid-60s, some young guys living down there, loving jazz, early jazz, and they decided to put together a band they did called the Porteña Jazz Band for Trova Records. We'll hear three by that band. Aunt Hagar's Blues, King Porter Stomp, and Yellow Dog Blues. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Ever since Miss Susie Johnson lost her jockey league, there's been much excitement and more to be. You can yell morning, morning, night and morn. She's wondering where her easy rider's gone. Cablegram goes off in inquiry. Telegram goes off in sympathy. Letters came from down in Bam, and everywhere that Uncle Sam is the ruler of delivery.
Portania Jazz Band in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, 1966, performed Aunt Hagar's Blues, King Porter's Stomp, Yellow Dog Blues, then Bessie Smith sang it, 1925, for Columbia Records. Joe Smith played the cornet, Charlie Green the trombone, Buster Bailey clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, Fletcher Anderson piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, and Ralph Escudero, the tuba. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
you, Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of music. And I've got a full evening of blues on the way right after Stardate.
Stardate, August 9th. The stars all look like they're fixed on the dome of the night sky. They don't change position from night to night or even century to century, but that's only because they're so far away. In reality, the stars all streak around the galaxy like race cars on a dry track. Consider Betelgeuse, a bright orange star that stands to the lower right of the moon at dawn tomorrow. The star marks the shoulder of Orion the Hunter. It's held that spot since long before people began drawing the constellations, and it'll stay there for tens of thousands of years longer. Yet Betelgeuse is moving in a hurry. Just how big of a hurry depends on how far it is. A space telescope designed to measure stellar distances found that Betelgeuse is about 640 light years away. But other measurements say there's a lot of uncertainty in that number. If the distance is 640 light years, then Betelgeuse is moving away from us at more than 50,000 miles per hour. Despite that quick pace, Betelgeuse won't disappear from view anytime soon. It's one of the biggest, brightest stars in our region of the galaxy. Sometime in the next million years or so, it'll explode as a supernova. It'll still be so close to Earth that it'll shine as brightly as the full moon for several weeks. After that, it'll spend many months fading away and eventually disappear in the depths of the Milky Way. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, pushing the boundaries of possibility in the space industry since the dawn of the space age. Details at northropgrumman.com/space. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for clear skies tonight with lows around 60, and for Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 84. Sunny Tuesday as well, highs in the upper 80s, and then it looks like a chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday. Right now in Seattle, it's 84 degrees, scattered clouds, Olympia clear in 83. If you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7 FM, it's clear in 77 degrees. I'm John Kessler, 6 o'clock Sunday night. Thanks for tuning in, and glad you could be here. We've got a six-hour blues show just about to start, and excited about some of the new stuff we'll be hearing tonight from Beth Hart, St. Germain, Buddy Guy, and I got Hollywood Fats ready to go to start the show. Welcome. Turn up the volume. It's all blues.
Everybody's talking about